Praise God. You're welcome to our last Bible study as far as the final quest is concerned. Glory be to God. Okay? We began studying the final quest months ago. I think it was some time ago. It's taken us so many months. But we believe we have gotten the best we can out of it. And today we are going to remind ourselves some of the key lessons which we have learned from that study. All right? So the topic, our last topic is entitled, Never to Be Forgotten Lessons. Hallelujah. Never to be forgotten lessons. Of course, it is lessons from the final quest. All right? Glory be to God. Basically, according to me, there are five. Okay? There are five. Those are the ones we can handle today because we don't have the whole day. And those five never to be forgotten lessons are, number one, the final quest was written for you and me. By the way, I haven't listed them in the order of importance. Okay? Yeah, but number one, the final quest, this book, was written for you and me. All right? Number two, we must win souls to Christ. Very important lesson. Number three, we must fill the empty thrones. Okay? We have seen and we shall see that there are many thrones which are empty. And the Lord needs them to be filled with people. Glory be to God. Okay? Number four, we must seek deeper intimacy with the Lord. All right? We must seek deeper intimacy with the Lord. And number five, we must always inquire of the Lord before making major decisions. All right? We must do what? Always inquire of the Lord before making major decisions. Glory be to God. So those are the things we are going to remind ourselves about. Hallelujah. Okay? Yeah. By the way, give a big hand clap to Teddy. She did a fantastic job. Glory be to God. Yes. All right. Let's open the final quest. Page 55. Okay? Never to be forgotten lessons from the final quest. As I told you, the first lesson is the final quest was written for us. All right? The final quest was written for who? For you. Okay, so page 55, paragraph 10. Page 55, paragraph 10. Rick Joyner is told that you are being given this experience, the experience in heaven, He was told that you're being given this experience now because you will write the vision and those who read it will understand it. Many will then be able to carry the glory and the power that they will need in the last battle. Okay? All right? So he was told that many will read and understand this experience. Okay? Who are the many to read? It is us. Okay, the final quest was written for us. That is Killerson number one. Okay? Most of you might be surprised as that can be a lesson to learn from the final quest. Okay, a key lesson. But it is clear, okay, in my opinion, around 2 years ago, I was told, the Lord told me that if you're going to be great in heaven, all right, if you're going to be great in heaven, you must master that book, The Final Quest, and live by it. All right, that's what I was told. Okay, all these dreams that we get about how well Elliot is doing, the dream that came last week, the tallest building, okay, that is going to get complete, okay, of course it meant the church, you know, our church, what it is going to be in a short time, okay. The reason why heaven speaks to us in that regard, and it even shows us where we are headed in a short while from now, okay? I can tell you the truth. It is all because of my reading and taking the final quest very seriously. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it is primarily that. The things I've learned over the years from that book. So, he was told, you're being given this experience now because you will write the vision and those who read it will understand it. Okay? And when they understand it, this is what will happen. They will then be able to carry the glory and the power that they will need in the last battle. That means a lack of understanding of things in the final quest, okay, can cause people, or will cause people not to carry the glory, not to carry it well, and the power that they will need in these end times. You understand? They will abuse the glory will mess them up. You see, this is very important, okay? And now this doesn't only refer to preachers, okay? But all of you, all of us, we need to learn these lessons so that we can be able to carry the glory and the power that God is going to give us. Hallelujah. Page 64. Open page 64. Page 64, somewhere in paragraph 1, okay? Somewhere there in paragraph 1, Jesus is speaking to Rick Joyner, and he tells him, preach and write about all that you have seen here. What I have said to you, say to my brethren. All right? You've seen it? He told him, preach and write about all that you have seen here. What I have said to you, say to my brethren. Who are they? Brethren, you and I. This book, The Final Quest, was written for us. Okay? Even if we are finished, we are finishing our studies, okay, in it or from it, okay, always remember to go back and read it again. Please never let dust, set on it, never let that. This book was written for you. Glory be to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 11, Paul said concerning the history of the Israelites in the wilderness, Paul said that now all these things happen to them as examples and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. All right? All these things happened to them, okay, as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. Okay? That is a scripture we can use, okay, concerning the final quest. Okay? It was written for our admonition. Glory be to God. Amen. The people we have read about, who are in heaven, who gave Rick Joyner advice, who told him why they failed, okay, who told him why they succeeded, all those things, okay, Rick Joyner was told to write them for our admonition, all right? Glory be to God. So that we might actually do better than they did. That is the will of God for us. Glory be to God. Okay? I will tell you again. LAT, okay, right now, in the spirit, okay, the way God sees it, the great things God is talking about, is saying concerning us, okay? The great things God is telling us, you know, what he's going to do, okay? That dream that came in last week, and other dreams which have come about worship, all those things, okay? To tell you the truth, okay, we have reached that level primarily because of the lessons, okay, from the final quest. Okay? 2 years ago, I think it was, God told me, if you want to be great in heaven, read the book, The Final Quest, master it, and live by it. All right? So, key lesson number one, which we must never forget, okay, that we have learned from The Final Quest, is the book, The Final Quest, was written for you and I. Never forget that. Glory be to God. I beg you. It seemed a very simple thing, but it is very serious. Okay? And the Spirit will help to reveal that to you. Alright? Now, lesson number two that we must never forget, something very precious to the Lord, is we must win souls. Okay? Souls are the most important thing to God. Human beings, their salvation, their eternal redemption, is very important to the Lord. Okay? The Bible says he doesn't desire for any person to perish. Glory be to God. Okay? And lesson number three, okay, we're going to read a paragraph which has lesson number two and number three. So that's why I'm mentioning them together. So lesson number two, we must win souls. Lesson number three, we must fill the empty thrones. Rick Joyner was showed many empty thrones in heaven. Okay, empty thrones, okay, thrones are there, okay, for kings to sit on them, for the faithful, and they were empty. And the Lord was like, I need these thrones, I need them filled, okay? So, page 62, let's open page 62, paragraph 10. Page 62, paragraph 10, Jesus is speaking to Rick Joyner after he has seen all the people in the throne room, you know, in that hall, some are on throne, some are not, and Jesus tells Rick Joyner that I love all of these with a love that you cannot now understand. I also love all who are supposed to be here, but did not make it. Basically, they went to hell. Eh? You know, God said, I love them. They were supposed to be here, eh? But they didn't make it. I have left the 99 to go after the one who was lost. My shepherds would not leave the one to go after the 99 who are still lost. I came to save the lost. All right? I came to do what? To save the lost. Will you share my heart to go to save the lost? Will you help to fill this room? Okay? The room is not what? Full. And the Lord is saying, I came to seek and save the lost. And he's saying, Jonah, can you help to fill this room? Okay? Luke chapter 19, verse 10. Luke 19, verse 10 says, Jesus is speaking, he says, for the Son of Man, the Son of Man is Jesus, has come to seek and save that which was lost. What was lost? People were lost. Okay? Humanity failed. And Jesus came to seek and save humanity. All right? So he wants people to go to heaven. He doesn't delight in the eternal damnation of anyone. Okay? And he wants us to tell someone about the Lord. Preach the gospel that many will come unto him. Mark chapter 16. You know this is a Bible study, so we open Bibles. All right? Mark chapter 16. Mark 16, verse 15 and 16. And he, Jesus, said to them, the disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. They'll be damned, eternally damned. They'll go to hell. So he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Hallelujah. All right? You can see in heaven, okay, God, the Lord, tells Jonah that, man, this is a big deal to me. Okay? Seeking and saving the lost. Okay? My house is empty, and I want it full. Then he says, will you help me? Will you help? Okay. Well, can you imagine God telling someone that, please help me? That is, help. You see, God is all powerful, Okay? He is, But then there are things where, he needs help. Okay? And he tells Joyner that, please help, Okay? He's telling us, through Rick Joyner's writings, Okay? He's telling us that, please help me, Tell someone about Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Please tell someone about Jesus. Give someone a tract. Send someone a salvation message by WhatsApp, by any means, by email. Glory be to God. They don't have to receive you. They don't have to respond with a thanks. They might reject you. They might abuse you. You understand? But just do it anyway. Glory be to God. Okay? So in addition to telling him to help to fill, the room, to tell people about the Lord, he also asks him, the Lord asks Jonah, he asks him that, will you help to fill these thrones? All right? There are thrones, Glory be to God. Basically, there are thrones for kings, eh? Okay? People who will be faithful, eh? People who will overcome the distractions of this world, eh? Okay? There are thrones there, and God is like, man, I want people to feel them. Glory be to God. This is one of the things, I think about. It is one of my motivations, eh? It is one of the things which makes me do most of what I do, eh? With good motives, eh? Like especially when it comes now to church work, eh? Okay? I'm not ready to play any games, political games, to grow the church, to get money from the members. You understand? Eh? Because I'm like, if I do those things, they can work on us. And this church can get full by just doing funny things. Okay? However, it will cost me a throne. Okay? Those things are very scary. You do those things, things grow, you become big, famous, alright? But only heaven knows your heart, okay? And one day, you're going to regret it. You see, Now, when you become throne-minded, heavenly throne-minded, you always try to do things with pure motives, because you know someone in heaven is watching, and your deeds and the motives of your heart are being recorded. Hallelujah. Okay? Revelation chapter 7. These are never to be forgotten lessons. All right? Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. After these things, I looked and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. Okay? They were doing what? Standing before the throne. Eh? Okay? Like we said some months ago, they were not on throne. They were just before the throne. Okay? Multitudes. Eh? And God doesn't want you to be among those multitudes who are, they're in heaven. That's wonderful. But they're just before the throne. They are not on the throne. Glory be to God. Remember, we learned this, and we read it, that the thrones in heaven, okay, are actually part of the Lord's throne. All right? The thrones, the saints are seated on, the faithful saints are part of the Lord's throne. So now these people were not on thrones. They were just before the throne. Okay? Okay? Not that the thrones had all been filled. Eh? Okay? But it's just that they were not, they didn't qualify. Okay? They went to heaven because they had put their faith, in what Jesus did for them at the cross. However, they were not faithful enough to live for the Lord, to serve Him. So they went to heaven, but they were not going to reign as kings. That's why they were not on thrones. Okay? And the Lord tells Jonah that, please help me to fill the thrones. Glory be to God. Tell people that there are thrones waiting. And if they are faithful, if they overcome, if they overcome the distractions of this world, if they live for me, okay, if they are faithful in their service and to me, then they will qualify to sit on my throne, to sit on the thrones. Glory be to God. So this in Revelations 7:9, they were just before the throne. Multitudes, many. Okay. Revelations chapter 3. Revelations chapter 3. Verse 21. Jesus, he's sending a message to the angel of the church of Laodicea. And he tells him that to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. You've seen it? To sit with me on what? On my throne. Okay? Again, that implies that the thrones in heaven, okay, that the saints will sit on, are part of the Lord's throne. That's why he says that to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Glory be to God. Amen. So, okay, there are thrones to be filled. Hallelujah. God doesn't want you to just be before the throne. He wants you on the throne. Hallelujah. Okay. Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. Still talking about filling those thrones. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. John says that, and I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Basically, authority, was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Okay? You can see, they overcame the devil, the antichrist, the world, okay? And and thrones were there, they sat on them, judgment, authority was given to them, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Isn't this wonderful, Okay? Now, Rick Joyner was told, the Lord was like, please help me to fill these thrones. They're empty. Okay? Alright? They're empty. God wants them to be filled. Thrones. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. Okay. So, the thrones are for the faithful, those who have overcome, 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5 says, therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts. Then each one's praise will come from God. Okay? A day is coming when basically the hearts of men will be revealed. Okay? The motives of why they did what they did. Okay? The hidden counsels, okay, their inspirations, what inspired them, will be revealed, and then they will be rewarded accordingly. Okay? And if they have done well, then they will sit on thrones. If they haven't done well, they will be in heaven. Okay, they will be eternally saved, but they won't be on thrones. All right? 2 Corinthians, Second Corinthians chapter 5. There were days in LAT when it's like every Sunday we used to read this scripture. Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. All right? Those who have done good, those who have excelled, will go ahead and sit on thrones, on the Lord's throne. All right? And those thrones are still there. Okay? And the Lord, from what we have read, he wants them filled. You can be among those to fill those thrones. Glory be to God. Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13 says, and there is no creature hidden from his, from God's sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give accounts. Glory be to God. Amen. People they fear these scriptures. Okay? But if you're throne-minded, this should be your scripture. You should love them. Glory be to God. Because they help to keep you in line. Okay? They help you to make sure that you're doing what God wants you to do. You're doing it with the right intentions. All right? All right? And with that, then you'll be great in heaven. Okay? And that is one of the key things the final quest is addressing. Just letting people know that we will one day appear before the judgment seat of Christ to be rewarded, okay, according to what we have done. Okay? And the motives of our hearts will be the key thing. It won't just be what we did, but also why we did it. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. For the benefit of those who came in a little late, our first lesson, okay, that we must never forget, okay? It might be simple to you, but it is very important to me. Okay, the first lesson is the book, The Final Quest, was written for us. Okay, that's not deep, but it is very, to me who has read this book since, I think, 1999. Okay, me who was taught 2 years ago that the Lord told me, if you want to be great in heaven, master the final quest and live by it. Okay? Rick Joyner, we saw, was taught, we read it, page 55. He was taught that you are being given this experience now because you will write the vision and those who read it, okay, so he will write and some people will read it. Okay, some people, God had you in mind, when he was giving Joyner these experiences. He had you in mind. Okay? So he said they will read it and understand it. And then many will then be able to carry the glory and the power that they will need in the last battle. Okay? If they don't read it, and if they don't understand it, then they are going to mess up in the last battle. In the last days, okay, the days in which we are, if they don't understand this book. Hallelujah. Then he was told, Simon, page 64, Jesus told him, preach and write, okay, preach and do what? Write about all you have seen here. What I have said to you, say to my brethren. Okay, so this book was written for us. Okay, though this is our last day to take lessons from it in a formal way like this. Okay, it is the last day. However, always go back and read the book. There's actually an audio of it online. Okay, this afternoon I was listening to the audio. Very wonderful man. Glory be to God. Okay, so it was written for us. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11 says, these things were written for our admonition. They were written for our, as examples, and to us, upon whom the ends of the age have come. You know, All right? Then, lesson number 2, we must win souls. Okay? Jesus told Jonah that, can you help me to fill this room? Okay? He says he loves those who didn't make it, who went to hell. Who didn't make it here. So he said, please help me. He says, I came to seek and save the lost. Souls are the most important thing to the Lord. That's why there's no way, they never to forget lessons. There's no way we would leave this out. Because the Lord said, please help me. He told Jonah, page 62, he told him, please help me to fill this room. As in, go and seek and save the lost. What I came to do, tell people about me. And lesson number 3, he says that the thrones are, there are many, are not filled. Vacant. People are supposed to be sitting on them. Then he told me also when I read the final quest. And he's telling you that please help me to fill the thrones. Glory be to God. Please help me to fill the thrones. How are you going to help the Lord to fill the thrones? Number 1, you should do what you need to do to qualify to sit on the throne. You yourself, make sure you're among those who take up the remaining thrones. Number 2, do what you can do to help other people to also qualify for the thrones. Tell them to be faithful with what the Lord has told them to do. Glory be to God. This is a major, maybe not the major, but I think it's a major fight. I have had with people, since LAT started. That has been, because I just can't understand why people can't be faithful in serving the Lord. Why people can't give the Lord their best. Why people can't take what God has told them seriously. Go tell someone do this. Then 2 days later, it's like God has never told them anything. People dream this, a dream from heaven. 3 weeks later, it's like they've never dreamed. And I just cannot understand. You see, So, you have to help the Lord, because remember the thrones to be filled. Such people, you have to help them, to tell them, my dear, be serious. And that's where now you might clash. But when you clash, actually, for you, you're getting more points, for greater thrones. Because, you told her, great, now more points. They don't like you. They might never want to see you again, but you have scored points in heaven. Someone in the worship team is just playing around. You understand? Singing songs which are not anointed. You understand? You have to tell them, no. You have to give the Lord the best. And when you do that, God is like, yes, you're helping me to fill the thrones by telling Teddy to be faithful. You're helping the Lord for another seat, another throne to be filled. You understand? That is if Teddy listens to you. Do you understand? Okay? All right? Jesus asked Regina, can you help me to fill these thrones? Okay? So, number one, how you can get those thrones filled? Be among those to fill the remaining thrones. All right? Number two, help people to fill the thrones also. Tell them to be faithful. Tell them about the final quest. Tell them to read the book. Because when they read it, they will style up to realize that, my goodness, things are not what? This simple, yet they're actually simple. Do you understand? Okay? That is lesson number three that we must never forget. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ one day. Okay? And the counsel of the heart, the hidden motives of the heart will be revealed, and based on that, we shall be rewarded. Either with thrones or with just being in heaven. Glory be to God. Alright? Okay? Page 62, paragraph 4, the last sentence. It says that those who will sit here, those who will sit on the thrones, will be known by two things. They will wear the mantle of humility, and they will have my likeness. We are still talking about filling the thrones, okay? And the Lord says, those who will basically sit here on the thrones will, you know, one of the things, you know, they will wear the mantle of humility. They will be humble people. Glory be to God. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, okay, that he may what? Exalt you. Glory be to God. One of the key things you must never forget from the final quest is what? Walking in humility. Remember, pride goes before what? Goes before destruction, goes before a fall. Alright? So, one of the ways you're going to qualify for a throne is by walking in great humility. Hallelujah. Walking in what? Great humility. Alright? In my head, you know, in my heart, okay, I keep rehearsing, okay, how I'm gonna behave, okay, when, you know, finally, okay, the tallest building, you're there when we interpreted the dream and we gave why I think it's that, because that being earlier, you know, you saw the little things of, you know, how you're gonna behave, how you understand, okay, all right, you see how you're gonna use the money, how you're gonna look at people who don't know some scriptures. Are you going to look at them as fools? You're like, where have you been? You know, Hallelujah. You know, those things, you know, One of the things I'm getting ready to do, is to put myself on a salary. I'm telling you, you know? Then you see me with the largest church in town. Then you come to ask me for 50K. Then I tell you, but I don't have, you know? Then you say, but all that money you collect, and you're the pastor, you can just go and get it. I said, no, man, I'm also on a salary. You understand? Okay? Then, you understand, there are some things you have to do. You can say, this book, The Final Quest, is very important. Okay? We read, you know, the story of how many fell and what, you know, And then you remember what we read in there, okay? Where Rick Joyner was told that for some reason, Those who have been at the highest levels are more vulnerable to falling. Now that is scary. Okay? Human beings think that those who are the highest cannot fall. They have arrived. Okay? Yes, they have arrived, in quotes. However, they can come back. Okay? So that means, you know, there's a quote from Rick Joyner. He says that knowing what is going to happen is not as important as preparing for it. You understand? The most important thing is actually not knowing what is going to happen. Okay? I was telling Rachel the other day, but actually preparing for it. Because if it comes to you when you're not prepared for it, it's either going to mess you up or you're going to mess it up. Hallelujah. Okay? So anyway, he says that those who are going to what? You know, one of the things that will qualify people to sit on thrones is humility. Never forget that. Walking in humility. Hallelujah. You may be surprised what goes on in my head when I'm just what? Whether I'm in church or just driving or anywhere, wherever, there are some things that just go in my head about how to behave. Okay? That's why, by the way, it is oftentimes, it's a great thing, okay, when people don't actually esteem you as much as you think you should be esteemed. In my opinion, that is very wonderful. I'm telling you, well, maybe you don't see that, but for me there are some things which are what? Very wonderful. Because they help you to what? If someone doesn't think you're that great, that is wonderful because it helps you to what? You know, to remind you that actually you're not that great. You understand what I mean? Okay? All right? I don't know how to explain it. Or I would explain it. I would give examples in my life. But the problem is, I'm being what? You know, recorded. But I'll tell you, you know, I would tell you some of the things, okay? People think maybe I get messed up or I get hurt when people don't honor me the way they should, okay? When the Bible study chairs are, you know, actually, for me, I'm like, aha, you know, even when there are these things of the tallest, I'm like, this is, good enough, because, you're like, aha, thank God, not everyone celebrates me. You understand? Those things help. That is why, anyway, again, I'm being what? Recorded, so, But I'm telling you, hallelujah. Glory be to God. All right? So, 1 Peter, I mentioned that scripture. Okay? 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6 says, therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Basically, walk in humility, and then you will be exalted to sit on thrones. Glory be to God. Okay? Because humility, okay, those who wear the mantle of humility, okay, are the ones who are going to qualify to sit on thrones. You get it? Never forget that. One of my best scriptures in the Bible, okay, is in Numbers 12, which says that the man Moses was the most humble man on the face of the earth. All right? Okay? That scripture, I love it. Okay? You remember, you know all the story about my life, how I was born and what, and what the Lord has called me to do. Basically, something like everything Moses did, I'm supposed to, you know, that's what he told me. Now, one of the key things, I'm like, aha, if Moses was the most humble man on the first day, face of the earth, I also want to be. If Moses was, someone, right now in the earth, there's someone who, according to heaven, is like, they're the most humble. You understand? Just like there's someone on the earth who is the richest. You understand? Not all people have the same level of what? Riches. There's someone on the earth who is the most stupid. Now you're laughing. You understand? There's a church which is the largest in the world. You understand? There is a singer who is the best. You know, according to heaven. Okay? So, according to heaven, there is someone, maybe we know him or her, but there's someone in the earth right now who heaven, you know, is saying that person is the most humble. I don't know who they are, but you can aspire for that. All right? Now for me, I've told people that before I leave the earth, I should have what? Reached that mark. Where heaven says that before that guy left, he was the most humble man on the face of the earth. Glory be to God. Most humble. But here's a prophet who demonstrated, you know, power. You understand? My cause, what? You know, to this day, I think there's no one who has done what Moses did. What Elijah did was a little bit. Actually, compared to what Moses did, maybe I haven't read 1 Kings well, but when I see first of all, just the 10 plagues, you know, okay? Mine, you know, then the Red Sea splitting and people walking, you understand? Then water from a rock, okay? Bread come down from heaven. You know, a guy who used to go to a mountain, and then he spends 40 days with the Lord. Is there a guy like that in the Bible? I don't know. Glory be to God. And the Bible says this man was the most humble. You know, the most humble. Okay? You can be that. Hallelujah. But you can be that, but just know that before I leave, I should have what? I should have surpassed you, you know. And then after I leave, then you take over. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm very serious. Okay? We're talking about sitting on thrones. Okay? Jesus tells Joanna that one of the key things, okay, that will qualify people to sit on thrones is humility. Wearing the mantle of humility. All right? So, I've always been thinking, you know, I sit down and rehearse in my mind how I'm going to behave, you know, when, you know, I'm among, when, like, physically, you know, I'm among the greatest. This being the greatest spiritually, okay? And people don't care about that because they don't know, you know, you know, but now when they will see physically, now that's where the greatest challenge is. So for years, I sit down and I meditate. I start to see how I'm going to, you know, the things I would do. One of the things I've told these guys, yeah, you remember there was this dream of the largest church and what? Okay, of course, the largest church, basically it means mob dime. You know, there's now this thing of FPO, basically too much money, okay? But one of the things I'm getting ready to do, it's been on my head for a long time, is to put myself on a salary. And I'm going to do that as soon as possible. As soon as our giving consistently reaches a certain level, okay? Right now I can't, because there are times when even Rachel didn't even give me 100,000, because she gets all the money and she spends it, you know, rent and those things, But when the church reaches a certain, immediately salary. You know, then you come to me, what, give me what, you know. My daughter is wedding, pastor, you know. And then you expect a contribution. Then I tell you, man, but she's wedding this month, and already I've spent the money for this month. If she was wedding next month, you know, when they have paid me, yeah, but now, you know. Then say, but pastor, this, then you have to go back and tell your wife that, man, pastor, that pastor, the largest church in the country. And then he says he even has no 100K. All that money. Oh, you look at the people in the church, you know, the kind of jobs they have. Then you won't know that, man, I'm also on what? On a salary. They call it salo. Eh? Salo. those young chaps. Okay? Of course, my salary will be decent. Eh? It's not going to be false what? False humility, you know, like you what? Eh? 700,000. You're collecting a billion shillings every year. Then what? 700,000, really. Then the pastor has only one pair of shoes. That's now false humility. Eh? Okay? Then, of course, there will be money I will get not from salary. Eh? You understand? Eh? So, you know, any God will take care of me. But salary, I'm telling you, you just watch this space. Hallelujah. Then, but that pastor didn't go on holidays yet. That all that money, I say, man, guy is on a salary. So now, if he goes on a holiday, he can't go alone. He has two kids and a wife. You know, now the ticket, the hotel, that money, you know. Eh? Then I believe God somehow it will come outside the salary. You understand? Eh? Anyway, if you're going to be great, you had better start rehearsing. You know how you're going to behave. Otherwise, you're going to get messed up, blowing. You know, I just don't understand this thing of your thousands of people, okay, and an offertory, an entire offering of thousands of people, all comes to you, and you understand. To me, that just, maybe, you know, that's, to me, there's a problem. That's not right. All right? That's not right. What's his name? Oral Roberts. Okay? When he began his camp meetings, crusades. At first, so they would, he would do the crusades, and then they would take a love offering for the preacher, for him. Okay? Then he says, it is said that a point reached when that offering was too much. Okay? It was too much. And old Robert said, no, I can't. This is not right. And thereafter, he put himself on a salary. Because he's like, this is too much. There's a time when it was little, you understand? Okay? And then it grew. Then at a certain point, it became too much. And old Robert said, no. You know, this where it has reached, Kati, you know, told the people, the board and what, you know, put me on a salary. So thereafter, even if they collected too much, he was still entitled to what? The amount, you know, he was supposed to get a salary. Okay? I had, what's his name? Robert Sladen. In fact, I was there, you know, 2005, 2006, in a service. And Robert Sladen, because they were close to Oro. In fact, Robert Sladen was named after Oro Roberts. Okay? The families were tight. Okay? And so, before Oro Roberts passed away, okay, he told Robert Sladen, he told him that people are saying, you know, media as in the world, you know, what the people are saying, I have stolen money, I've cheated people their money. But he told him that I am going to have, you know, the last laugh. Okay? He told Lardon that, you know, people, when I die, people are going to realize that I actually even didn't have a house. The great Oral Roberts didn't have a house to his name. All right? Is it wrong to have a house? No. But when he decided, he's like, when I die, people have been saying, Nzibye sente wate, mwate, sente zabavue, poor people's money, I'm telling them to give and give. And he told, he used to tell people to give, because it is in the scriptures, the ministry needs money. Okay? But as you tell people to give, and as they give, there's some people are saying, you're stealing the money. You're stealing people's money. And he said, I'm going to have the last laugh. When they will realize that actually the guy even didn't have a house. Alright? Now for me, I'm going to have a house. Alright? I'm going to have a house. But, okay? No stolen money. No money taking people, you know, just, you know, tricking people. You know, fleecing people. I'm not going to do that. Glory be to God. Amen. For some reason, you know, for like since yesterday or the other day, I've been thinking about, you remember the dream I had about you? When some man of God was abusing you financially. I kept thinking about that. Hey, where we have come from, this is not, it's like, man, it's like a long time ago. But actually, you know, she was praying and fasting, you know, Flora, praying and fasting. Okay, so that God can tell her, should I continue to partner with her, you know? Okay, and then she told God, I need the answer by this day. Okay, then on that last day, I didn't know, but on that last day, I had a dream. So I called her, I told her, man, I had this dream when a man of God was what? Abusing you financially. And I told her, but I don't know who the man of God is, it's up to you. Then she told me, Moses, I have been praying and even right now I'm fasting. Because I began fasting 2 days ago, 3 days ago, and I needed the answer today. And that's what your dream is telling me. Okay? Those are some of the dreams that started what? A revolution. Or the Exodus, you know. But those dreams, they began last year, July. But yours, you know, there is that, was it Feb or whatever? You know, anyway, if you're going to be great, start to rehearse how you're going to live. Okay. However, most importantly, think about the empty thrones. Rick Joyner was told thrones are empty. Help me to fill them. Okay. And was told that one of the key things about those people who are going to sit on the thrones, they will be wearing mantles of humility. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? Okay? Once again, those who have come in late, for your benefit, like you saw email, we are, this is our last Bible study using the final quest, and the topic for today is never to be forgotten lessons from the final quest. Okay? The first lesson that we have addressed is the final quest was written for us. That's lesson number one. Never to be forgotten, lesson number one. Just in case you thought it was going to be a deep number one. Okay? This is actually deeper. The final quest was written for us. Rick Joyner was told that you're having this experience and you write down these things and those who will read them will understand and they will be able to carry the glory and the power, okay, that will be released in the last days. Okay? Then he was told that preach and write what I've told you. Okay? Say, what I've told you, tell them to your brethren. Okay? I was told 2 years ago that if you're going to be great, master and live by that book called The Final Quest. If you've been in LAT for some time, you have heard of all these wonderful dreams, which keep coming, what God keeps saying of us, the visions, how we are on track, how it's wonderful, LATC's house, all those things. Okay? I can tell you that the number one reason God is seeing us in that light. Okay? Actually, it is one reason. Okay? Do you know that one reason? The final quest. Living by that book. Only doing what the Lord tells you to do. I learned those things from the final quest years ago. Okay? Doing everything with right motives. Why? Because you're being watched. And number two, you're going to give an account. So if you have an evil motive for doing something, don't do it. Don't go to church with the politics. You understand? Don't rob people's money. You understand? Everything should be for Jesus. So make sure, anyway, for those of you who came, you get the recording. Okay? So that was lesson number one. Lesson number two, we must win souls. Lesson number three, we must fill the empty thrones. And that is what we have been talking about when you came in. Hallelujah. You get the notes and the recording. Hallelujah. Never to be forgotten lessons. Never to be forgotten. Always take time, you know, once in 6 months, once in a year, read the final quest again. I'm telling you, I've read it since 1999. And last year I discovered there's an audio. Even just today, I listened to the audio bit. We are what we are as LAT, because of the final quest. Maybe that should be next week, is word for the week. All right? Hallelujah. Page 60. Page 60, paragraph 5. Rick Joyner says that those who stumbled, the people he saw in heaven, they are saved, but they stumbled. Okay? Those who stumbled did so in many different ways, but those who prevailed all did it the same way. They did not deviate from their devotion to the first and greatest commandments, loving the Lord. In this way, their service was done unto him, not to men. We're still talking about thrones, filling the thrones. Okay? Okay? Those who overcame to sit on the thrones, okay? They did it the same way. They did not deviate from the first and greatest commandment, which is loving the Lord. That is, again, one of the things you should never forget, okay? And filling thrones. Okay? The greatest what? Commandment. You should never deviate from it. Okay? That commandment as given in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. Loving the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Jesus said that is the first and great commandment, or greatest. Okay? So they did not deviate loving the Lord. And because of that, whatever they did it as unto the Lord, not to please people, not for popularity's sake, not for money's sake, not for anything's sake, but they did it as unto the Lord. All right? Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. Glory be to God. Filling thrones. And those are the things you have to teach people. Remember, Regina was told, help me. He was told, will you help me to fill these empty thrones? So how are you going to help people? How are you going to help God to fill the thrones? By telling people. If you're a pastor or if you have a sister, she listens to you. If you have anyone, you preach to people, how you're going to help the Lord? By telling people that mwebagai mwe, whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. Okay? If you preach in Uganda, you tell people, I want to move away, cool. Stop trying to please people. You understand? Trying to please people, one day you're going to regret. You understand?
You tell them, you guys, whatever you do, worship team, whatever you do, you know, do it as unto the Lord. Don't try to please people. Now, like if a pastor, you try to please people so that they can remain, so that they don't go away. One day you're going to regret that. Okay? All right? Yes. Never to forget lesson number 4. We must seek deeper intimacy with the Lord. We must do what? Seek deeper intimacy with the Lord. Page 73, paragraph 6 and 7. Page 73, paragraph 6 and 7. Jesus speaking, he says, I have made the way for everyone to be as close to me as they truly desire to be. If you really desire to be even closer to me than Paul was, you can. Some will want this, and they will want it badly enough to give themselves fully to it, laying aside anything that hinders their intimacy with me. Okay? And then he says, they will have what they seek. Glory be to God. They will have what? What they seek. You can be closer to the Lord than Paul was. You can be closer to the Lord than anyone else you know who is close to the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay? And if you seek it, you will get it. If you seek to be the most humble man on the face of the earth, you will get it. Okay? That is if you seek it with all your heart. You seek it on Monday you can seek the humble man, you know? Then Tuesday, you forgot. Then, 6 months later, you remember. The New Year's what? You remember it in July. Then, yeah, it can't work. It didn't work that way. Hallelujah. So find a way of being what? One of the things Christians have to learn is this thing called consistency. Discipline. You discipline yourself, That thing of season in, season out, you're constant. You see, I'm not good at it either, Again, I'm speaking to myself, okay? Consistency in pursuits. This whole thing, even money, financial prosperity, okay? The key thing is consistency. Consistency. You continually do what you know is right. You understand? But people are, they are in, they are out, they are, Okay, but here it says, okay, you can be closer to the Lord than anyone has ever been. Glory be to God. You can be more intimate with the Lord than anyone has ever been. And it says you will have it if you go for it. Hallelujah. It continues and says that if it's your quest to walk on earth, just as you can walk with me here in heaven, I'll be just as close to you there as I am now. If you seek me, you will find me. If you draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. It is my desire to set a table for you right in the midst of your enemies. This is not just my desire for my leaders, but for all who call upon my name. I want to be much closer to you and to everyone who calls upon me than I have yet been able to be with anyone who has lived on earth. You determine how close we will be, not I. I will be found by those who seek me. Glory be to God. Say, you determine how close we are. People determine how close they are. It is not the Lord who chooses that now this one will be closer to me. You understand? Human beings, what? Determine. Some people think that pastors and preachers, but you find that most preachers are not even close to the Lord. It is just a job. Jeremiah chapter 29. This is a Bible study. So, yeah, we open Bibles. We read from Bibles. Jeremiah 29, verse 12 and 13. It says, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Glory be to God. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your what? Your heart. James chapter 4, verse 8. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. You remember he says that it is you who determines? He says, when you draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. When you seek me, you'll find me. Of course, you will realize that seeking him, it is actually him who places in you that desire. Okay? Anybody says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Okay? Man was created to commune with the Lord. That is why this is a key lesson that we must never forget from the final quest. Man was created for that. Man wasn't created to be how prosperous, all these things. The most important thing is communion with the Lord, relationship, intimacy with the Lord. Glory be to God. And the Lord says that actually, he wants you to, get deeper in him. Become tighter. Become a greater body. And it is available to whosoever will. Glory be to God. It is available. Hallelujah. Yeah, this is a subject I'm not qualified to talk about. Because I don't think how I'm close with the Lord, I don't think it makes headlines in heaven. But I want it. And we're in this together. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Lesson number 5 that you must never forget. Actually, it is the last one that you must never forget having read the final quest. Okay? I can tell you this lesson, number 5, for many years, it's been one of the most important thing I ever got from the final quest. And it has saved me, so many issues. And that is, we must always inquire of the Lord before making major decisions. Never forget this. I think I say it many times, to people in church, always inquire of the Lord before making major decisions. Okay? Page 27. This one wisdom key, if I should call it, will save you a lot of trouble. Where you should eat lunch, that's not a major one. Decision. It might be major, but very often it's not. Just go where you want to go, you know. What you should eat when you get there. Don't waste too much time praying what you should get from the menu. But there are things which you yourself know, Katichino Chili Major. And my concern over the years is like Christians don't seem to understand what is major. You understand? Even when God somehow tells them something, something major, what they should do concerning a major thing, Christians take it lightly. Okay? Someone gets a powerful dream, God addressing something major. They get it today, Wednesday. 10 days from now, someone makes a decision where there is no regard of what God told them 10 days ago on something very major. And sometimes when now, like, if that person is in LAT, like in this church, sometimes I start thinking that maybe I didn't do a good job in this person. So it's like someone's failure becomes my failure. I start to review God. Am I responsible for someone's unseriousness? But sometimes I look, God, that's why I'm not responsible. Honestly, then I look back, because I remember there was a time for 2 months, we preached this for over 2 weeks, and that person was there. No, that's not me. But sometimes you're like, maybe I'm to blame also. You preach people, you just preach nonsense. You didn't build actually life building, sermons which can make people mature in the Lord. You just played around with them. That's why they make decisions which are like, that's why they don't take the word of God seriously. They don't take dreams from heaven seriously. But then I'm like, God, I think, But sometimes I think about these things. One of the key things I think, but now I don't think about it a lot. I think, that Exodus, which happened in LAT. I'm like, is there anywhere where I was responsible? But I'm like, I think I was a good shepherd. And I'm like, no. Then there are people who had dreams, God telling them something about LAT. Okay? Then 2 weeks later, shoo! But then you want to ask this, but you want to call them, but what happened to their dream 2 weeks ago? And they cannot say, maybe I went off track after their dream. Because my going off track started in July. Way before. And when I went off track, in quotes, in the midst of my off track, God was telling them things about LAT. And then, you understand? So I'm not responsible. You see? Now, one of the key things, one of the major decisions someone can ever make in life, one of the major decisions is which church to be a part of. okay, or which congregation to be a part of, which church to attend. That is a major decision. Okay? But I'm always amazed. I meet so many people. I see people. It's like that thing. It's like something to be played around with. Okay? And some of them, well, I'm not responsible over them. So you just look at them and you're like, you know, Okay? It is a major decision. Who you marry, who you get married to, Teddy, this is a major decision. Major. All right? And it says, okay, Regina was told, always inquire of me before making major decisions. Okay? Major decisions. You see, not like church, you know, things that, deciding to leave Nobview to somewhere else. Now, if you're a canoe, that is a very light thing. You understand? But to heaven, it's a major decision. You understand? Because God is like, this house has to, every church, it's like, there's a place he wants it to be. You know, a strategic place in the spirit. So, it's major. Hallelujah. We haven't read yet, but I've told you what you're going to read. Page 27, paragraph 1, okay? This is wisdom speaking to Joyna. And of course, you see later that actually this wisdom person is actually Jesus. All right? So he tells Joyna somewhere in paragraph 1, page 27, he says, stay close to me, stay close to wisdom. Stay close to me. Inquire of the Lord before making major decisions. And keep that mantle of humility on. Then the enemy will not be able to easily blindside you as he did some other saints. Okay? We talked about humility and pride. Now, what the key thing we're addressing here is always inquire of the Lord before making major decisions. If something is major, don't rush through it. You know, if something is major, don't make quick decisions. Don't be pressurized to make a decision on something major. These ones, your wife can pressurize you to eat matoke. That one, you can give in to that pressure, you know. I was told of a man, of a husband, who they want, who says that, you know, he doesn't eat vegetables for him, only meat, you know. Okay. No, but major decisions, okay? You see, hallelujah. Okay? Always inquire of the Lord. Always do what? Inquire of the Lord. There are things people come and tell me, I feel this. Then when I look at my life, I'm like, according to me, that is a major issue. So, I'm not, I don't just take people's opinions, because that is major to me. So I'm like, that one, okay, until the Lord, and you see, these major things, don't, if things are not clear, alright, you go, tell God, man, I'm not getting it, and it's major, God, it's major. So I'm not getting it, Burundi, please. And the Lord will get to you. Hallelujah. He will. He will get to you, and you will know that you know that you know that the Lord said, okay, this is the direction I should take. Hallelujah. Always inquire of the Lord before making major decisions. Okay? That is one of the never to forget lessons. Okay? From the final quest. Never to what? To forget lessons. That lesson, that key, okay, will keep you on track more than many things that you know about life. Just this one thing. People just get offers out of the country, job offers, and then they just, getting out of your country to go somewhere else to live there, to me, it's a major decision. If you're a Christian, it's major. If you're not a Christian, glory be to God. Alright? Like I told you, the great things God is saying about LAT, the great things he's saying, he has said over, concerning us from like a month or two after LAT opened, and to this day, great, commendations come. Every now and again, like every month there's something that comes. They go and say, wow, this is wonderful. Your worship is wonderful. All these things, I can tell you for the fact, primarily it's because of the Bible, the Word of God, but other than the Word of God, it is primarily because of the book called The Final Quest. Glory be to God. And since it is the reason why we are what we are, I will never stop reading it, especially knowing where we are going. When we get there, actually, I will read it more. Hallelujah. Amen. Concerning money, these money things, I haven't played you guys, I haven't started preaching money on a Sunday, yet I should have preached something else because I want money. I haven't done that. Why? Because the final quest tells me, you're being watched. Okay? Whatever you do, Nkulaba, I can see the motives of your heart. And one day, if you don't pay for it here on the earth, one day at the judgment seat of Christ, you will regret why you ever did it. For the purposes of this Bible study, it was stopped. Amen.